We're here at the Commodity Classic in Phoenix, and with me is Randy Doughty, who kind of made history this last year with his corn yield. Tell us about that, Randy.
Yes, ma'am. In the 2014 contest, we made 503 bushels as a high, and we had three other entries that were over 400, a 422, a 444, and a 457 bushel yield. So we had a good year.
Now, you are a first-generation farmer, is that right?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
And you're farming Georgia.
That's correct. We're about 20 miles north of the Florida line. So we're 100% humidity during the summer and 100% gnats. So not where the typical, you know, high-yielding corn states for sure.
That's right. So why did you – I mean, what drew your interest into getting into growing high-yielding corn?
Well, number one, I mean, obviously corn's a good rotational crop for us. Secondly, it's very important to be able to – you know, with the market we have with the chicken producers and the hog producers and the cattle producers and the dairy business and ethanol business now, you know, when there's $8 corn, it's attractive. And now that we don't have $8 corn now, what do? So when we start figuring out how to make highest returns on investment, we look at ways to make higher yields and make sure we're doing things that pay. And corn's been a good avenue for us to make good money.
So I'm sure you get asked all the time, do you have, like, any special secrets to share?
Well, I mean, there is no, you know, it's totally a system. I don't want to be coy or try to be secretive. It's truly, if it was one thing, you know, if I could see the playback of what everybody did, the truth about when they did it, I probably could look at that and say, well, this cost you something, or it cost you X amount of bushels. The key to it is be a student of the crop, understand how the reproductive process takes place, when the determination phases are, and understand that stress is what takes yield away from us, and make sure we prevent it. And once you understand that and understand what stress is, and then it's real simple to do our part. Now, there's places and things that we can't do. We can't control weather. We can't control how much rain we get. We can't control how much wind we get or a hailstorm or sunlight. But there are a lot of things we do wrong, and those are the things that we can correct.
If I remember correctly, the first time I talked to you, when it was at a BASF event, and you talked about the land that you purchased to farm and that it wasn't ideal for farming. Is that right?
That's correct. I mean, you know, God made it so we can work with it. I mean, that's obvious, but it's not as user-friendly as the neighboring lands. And the running joke in the community was, you know, that land that he farms is only good for holding the world together. What in the world is he doing taking it out of pasture and actually putting it in farmland? I didn't know anything about cows at the time, so now I probably should be in the cattle business because they're doing so well. But it's just a little harder to operate with. I mean, we have to contour farm. We've got a lot of elevation changes, and it's not as forgiving as other soils. But if God made it, I think we can work with it. So
with your yield over 500 bushels this year, a record-setting yield, how far do you think it could go? How much higher could it go?
Well, one of the cool things that we saw this year after analyzing through SMS yield monitor data, we saw areas in the field that were much higher than that, and we didn't capture that potential in the contest. So that's exciting. It lets you know that when this theoretical promise that there's 600 to 800 bushel corn available through genetics, you know, now obviously we can't control weather, but there are a lot of things we can do. Now, what do we need to do to replicate these yields at 500, and what can we do to realize the potential on those smaller areas that were much higher than that? And that's where we're going to have to be a student of the crop, learn the science behind it, and, you know, just push. Keep pushing. Keep testing things. And one of the biggest problems I see with farmers is they get in a rut. They get tunnel vision. They've been doing things a long time for a certain way. It's hard to argue with success when somebody's paid for a farm, sent kids to college, paid for tractors and vacation homes, and do what they want to in life. But it's really nice when, as a first generationer, being able to achieve some new things that are outside of what the norm is. So it's been pretty cool.
Thank you very much. Randy Doughty here, National Corn Yield Contest winner and setting a new record this year. At the Commodity Classic, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.